Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keeping us company all this week on the Superstar Power Hour, 15-time Grammy nominee, Dierks Bentley.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just told I am 17 is the number I'm going for. 17 nominations.
That's the number to break?
That is Snoop Dogg has been nominated 17 times and not won.
Isn't that insane?
So I think I'm at 15. I might even be 16. I don't know, but I got to get there. I think I'm 15, so I need to get two more nominations.
Right, and then you can beat Snoop Dogg.
I'll have some sort of record. It's not the record you want, but hey,
no. A
record's a record. So
yeah, but the thing, like I always say to even like some of the younger artists, I'm like, more of your heroes don't have a Grammy than do.
Oh, I always say that when like, you know, Morgan Wallen doesn't win Entertainer of the Year or something. I'm like, this is good for business. I mean, his fans will be more supportive of him.
Right.
We're gonna support him even more. So that's a cliche, but being nominated with all these great artists, it's always a huge honor. This year I was nominated against like Jelly Roll. And Lainey Wilson had a collaboration against Zach Bryan and
Stapleton, I think. Right?
Yeah, Stapleton and Casey Musgraves. So it was a tough category to be in, but it was me and Billy Strings, which I love that track, love the way that song turned out, and it has some of the little bluegrassy elements that the Tom Petty song has that I'm part of. So that's it carries over nicely into this next thing.
Yeah. So let's talk about this next thing.
Yeah,
Petty
please.
Country, which
Petty
is going to be this new tribute album. Tell me about this because I don't know a ton yet. So tell me how you got
involved. Well, this idea was presented to me and I was so excited to have a chance to be part of it because I was just talking in the hallway about the Eagles tribute album that came out when I was, you know, 17, 18, really into country music. I mean, I always have been, but I was like, you know, Travis Tritt singing Take It Easy. I just love that song. It was played on the radio, and it was just such a cool tribute album. And so when this opportunity came up to be part of a tribute album for Tom Petty, I jumped on it, and I said, I'd love to get American Girl, and I got it. And we went in the studio, and I, you know, had a lot of the same cats that I use on some of the more bluegrassy stuff to play on it, but we also put big drums and electric guitar, so it has a mixture of the two worlds that I've tried to live in since I came here. And it just turned out great. And I sung it and kind of did forget about it, but, you know, I've got other things I'm working on and just hadn't heard it. I didn't really know what was going on. And then I heard from Scott Bruschetta, like, hey, we want to make that the single. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
So because exciting.
I came on to find out that, you know, Chris Stapleton's on the record, Dolly Parton and George Strait. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, what? And, but, you know, the track really did turn out great. I went back and sang it again because I was like, it's one thing to listen to that. I listened to, you know, American Girl so many times as a fan, but to listen to it as a singer and knowing that you're going to be, you know, putting this really is going to be out there. I wanted to try to make it as me as possible, but still grab some of the pieces of Tom Petty that, you know, his vocal is, there's so much like authenticity to his vocal. It's so raw and he's just singing straight from the heart, right? It's like bypassing, not even going through his brain. It's just like straight out of the heart. So I really like kind of went to a weird place mentally to get it, you know, and really try to put myself in the shoes of the singer in that song. And just, I love the way the vocal turned out. And I can't believe it. When I hear this on country radio, I'm gonna flip out.
It's really cool.
It's really turned out well. I mean, it's like a big win for me too. And that, like, in my live show, we now get to do this song every night for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's a single, not just because I'm a fan. So it really turned out great all the way around.
That's so fun. Did you ever get to meet Tom?
I never got a chance to meet him. I never did. You know, but that's the thing about music is, like, I never got a chance to meet Johnny Cash, but I felt like I mm-hmm. did, you know, because I know him through the music. And some people maybe you don't want to meet him. Maybe it's just better to know him through their music. You know, my daughters don't, you know Taylor Swift that well, but they think they feel a very close connection to her. So I think that's the good thing about music is you get to know you know the artist through the music, and you have the relationship there. That, and to me, that's good enough. And getting a chance to honor him and be part of this project, I'm happy with that. You know, more than a handshake would have been.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, and maybe I'm biased because I had this, but did you ever have like a petty phase, or was there an album that you were always really drawn to of his?
For me, I'm old enough where MTV was like a real thing growing up. It wasn't just like some sideshow. It was like, that was the thing. I mean, MTV was the thing. And, you know, every time someone came off the video, it was like, wow, I'm putting a visual with this music that I know. Like, it's kind of blow your mind. Like, this is who they are. Video is so weird. When they came out with Don't Come Around Here No More, that video, you know, the Alice in Wonderland thing, that blew my mind. It was like, this is so trippy, hippy-dippy trippy and weird. And who is this guy? This guy's so weird and kind of just, his voice is so different. And he's wearing that top hat. And it was really what, you know, broke him to me. And then oddly enough, you know, I really got into country music hardcore at 17. I got rid of all my other CDs. And then I really got into bluegrass when I moved here. And my favorite bluegrass band was the Del McCurry Band. And their album, Cold Hard Facts, they did Long, Long Road. They covered Tom Petty's Long, Long Road. And they did. I even think Tom Petty would say that their version of his song was better than his. I mean, their version is so good. It's just fire. It's like sped up. And Del's singing those high notes. And it's just so good. And that really, you know, knowing that that band cut that song, I love those guys, my buddies, the Del McCurry Band. I went back and really got back into Petty around that time and just started listening to all his catalog with different ears, you know. And so it's kind of always been there for a lot of people. It's kind of been the soundtrack that's always played throughout different musical, you know, exploring different avenues. And it's music that his stuff's, you know, been played on Lower Broadway. You know, it's stuff that country fans have always loved. It's also, he's a guy that's inducted into all the Hall of Fames and critics love him too. So it's a really... He holds a really unique space in that, you know, the rockers think he's a rock guy, the folk people think he's a folk guy, and a lot of country fans go, American Girl, that's my song, you know?
Right, so it's like if Petty came out now, he would probably be billed as country.
I think he'd be country. The songs tell stories, the instrumentation's less rock than a lot of stuff that's on. Well, it depends what you call Hardy. Yeah. less rock than we have in country. But, you know, he loved country music. This is the guy that was friends with Johnny Cash, and I think he inducted Carl Perkins into the Hall of Fame. And he loves the traditional sound. I think there's a mutual respect and love there because of the people that are on this project, like George Strait. You know, George doesn't say yes to a whole lot of stuff.
Exactly. when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's
we
big.
Used to have the same management, and I'm pretty sure there's a guy on the payroll whose job was just to say no to everything that came across the phone. Would George be interested in doing this Verizon? No. How about making this one? No. That's his thing, is they don't do a lot. So when George Strait does something, it's like, wow, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we've got the Petty Country tribute coming out, new single, American Girl, which is going to be so much fun to hear on country radio.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You're also going to be announcing your next leg of the Gravel and Gold Tour. Talk about what you're excited about for that.
The tour's coming out. We've got Chase Rice's opening for us, which is awesome. I love Chase. I'm so excited to do this tour with him and share the stage with him every night. We've been friends for a long time. We get mistaken for each other a lot. I always enjoy being mistaken for Chase Rice because he's like 10 years younger than me and bigger and better looking. So I'm like, yeah, all right. I don't think he enjoys being mistaken for me as much. It happens to him quite a bit. But we're definitely having fun out there on the stage for sure. And great other support acts. I mean, Randy Rogers Band's coming out and Zach Top.
Mm-hmm. I keep hearing a lot about Zach Top, and then Ella Langley, I think, is
Ella Langley,
out.
Yeah,
I keep
hearing
her name a lot, too.
Ella Langley's amazing. Zach Top's like he's like Tracy Lawrence reincarnated, real country. I mean, it's awesome. So, and Ella's an amazing artist, too. So I love, in the last couple of years we've done this, usually I've always had set three, you know, there's me and two other people with the whole tour, and that's how we do it. Now, last year I had Jordan Davis, and then rotating people before Jordan, and that's what we're doing this year again. It's fun. It just makes it like, who we got this week, you know?
Yeah.
And we're excited to see who they are and watch their show and get to know them backstage and just share everything with them. So it's fun doing that.
That's
way.
Awesome. Yeah. We're coming up on a year since Gravel and Gold came out.
Yeah.
So have you started thinking about what's next? Are you still taking time? Or
I've learned the way the music industry has changed. Usually you put an album out and then then you work it, you know, as we call it in the industry. Work the record. But you put the album out, then you get a couple singles, you know, 2, 3, 4 if you're really lucky. And then you go on to the next project. Now, It's about putting stuff out, release the record, it's dead. Because it's all about streaming. The record label's like, what do you have new for me to stream today?
I'm like,
I just gave you an album. Yeah, but it's already available. Everyone's already got it. So I wasn't really expecting to go back and make a record this quick, but I have been. I've been writing songs all last week, and I'm going to go back in March and start cutting some stuff, and just I'm really excited about the stuff I have. I am also excited about American Girl, the Tom Petty thing, because it just buys me a little more time.
I was going to say, this gives you some space, and it is like, this is a really cool thing.
It's a great song.
American Girl.
This is what I'm trying to write anyway. Up-tempo song that rocks, that everyone wants to sing along to, that has the bluegrass instrumentation, but also heavy electric guitars and drums and bass. This is what I'm trying to write. Yeah. So, like, to be handed this song, an instant hit, you go out there on the road and everyone, you know, is excited to sing along to it. It's actually just an unbelievable gift. So, yeah, it gives me more time to work on my record. That'll come out sometime next year, but I'm not really worried about now because I have this.
No
and
rush,
I can just keep
yeah.
working and writing and really trying to get something great and then do the release. You know, the Keith Urban told me that. His policy with songs is catch and release program. He goes, I'm not a hunter, but I do catch and release. I catch a hit, I immediately release it on radio. I catch a hit. He doesn't worry about putting out albums. He just gets the songs out there, put the album out when it's time to put it out.
He does do a really good job.
He's been smart about that. He was one of the first guys, I feel like, of my contemporaries who like kind of got that thing about why just put out one single and then the album when I could put out like three or four and then put the album out and then get two or three more singles off that. If you really like your album, if you really write, you know, you have more than just three songs. You really want to go deep on the album. He makes a lot of good decisions. He's a pretty smart guy.
He knows what he's doing,
right? He's a pretty smart guy.
We love Keith.
Yeah.
Tell me about the family. How's everybody doing? I know that you're starting to drive, right, with her. I've seen some
content. I got a 15-year-old that's driving.
You and Luke.
Freaking me out. Yeah. You never realize how close the mailboxes are to the passenger side until you're sitting there and you're going, just waiting for one to take the side mirror off. So that's freaky. And she's just, you know, doing the dating and the whole thing, and the nice boyfriend, really nice guy.
Oh, okay, so dad-approved boyfriend,
yeah,
that's
good. I should probably social media that. really great guy, great family. My 13-year-old is crazy about theater. I mean,
really?
She's in two plays all the time, and she's upstairs working on stuff and auditioning for stuff in the summer, so going for it. She's just really into it. So there's that. And then my 10-year-old, who I was on the ice with this morning, just loves hockey. And he's skating like 10 hours a week. Skate three times today and go to school. So we were just in Notre Dame last weekend for his tournament up there. He's playing AAA hockey. And he's just a great kid. So, yeah, I got to, you know, I'm doing my thing still. I love my thing. I love doing what I do. But I'm not looking to do any more of my thing because I have other people count on me to help them with their dreams. And
yeah,
stuff.
You're driving kids around to all these things.
I drive
that are
a lot. Oh, my gosh. Driving around, like, I had a car full of kids, you know, however many seats there were. I think about my daughter. We had one more than the car had seatbelts. So I put my daughter in, like, my Tahoe, like, in the luggage part.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's got to ride without a seatbelt. It'll be my daughter. That way we're safe. But just being in, like, the car, no one's talking to you. You know, it's like they're all just jibber-jabbering and, like, you're just invisible.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I'm sure. And I literally said, I got them all out. I'm like, your Uber driver will be here to pick you up. Just let me know. Like, then
give me a 5-star
kid, like,
rating.
One kid's like, thank you. Like, you got it, buddy. Thank you, sir. You got it, buddy. Yeah, give me a 5-star.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Star.
It's so funny. I was watching, I think it was for Jordan's birthday, you had posted like this video of all the things you guys do. And I was thinking about how the Bentley family is like, you guys are very active. Like in that video, I think she was like doing aerial acrobats and rock climbing and skateboarding. And I always feel like you guys are into some like extreme family sport or trying new things. Like, what's been the latest
I got love hate with all the social media stuff, because I don't want to be one of those people that post like, look, my daughter, we're skiing, we're doing this and that, but she is she's very active.
I think you guys do, I think you do a really good job of sharing like personal music crossing that line.
I can't help it. The girl loves, she's busy. I mean, she's way into these aerial silks, which I'm glad that's over, because I didn't even know that even was. She discovered on YouTube, and next thing I know, she'd taken this burlap sack that I had for something, and she'd like thrown around a rafter on our front porch, and it was up there spinning upside down and stuff. So we got her a proper program, ended up hanging this thing in our garage that she could do all this stuff off of. But I go down and watch her do this stuff, and I gasp out loud, because they twist themselves up to the top of the ceiling, and they drop down. They spin, drop, and you're just waiting for a neck to snap. So luckily, she's taken all that energy into tap dancing.
Something a little safer.
A little more useful skills. I mean, the aerial silks, unless you're competing against, like, Ukrainian, Russian kids that are just getting flogged and, like, you will not go to school. You will be in the Cirque du Soleil. You know, let's pick a sport here that we can actually participate in. So she's doing a lot more tap and all stuff. But, yeah, she skateboarded. She broke her arm when she was 8 skateboarding. She's back on the skateboard, dropping into swimming pools, you know, a week later, the full-on arm cast, not even a wrist cast, arm cast. She's a hard charger for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, so are you. You're always like out on the bike and stuff. You've been doing that a lot.
My wife, when I like, there's the song Gone. I've been gone.
Yeah.
It talks about sitting on the couch. You know, I've been sitting on the couch, and I kept singing Sing on the Porch, and she's like, it's couch. And the reason you don't know the lyrics is because you never sit on a couch. I'm like, whenever I do sit on a couch, I'm always like, well, then the dogs come over and they want to be pet. It's like, this is why I don't sit on the couch. I just want to chill out. But no,
I can't ever imagine you like sitting on the couch, binge watching a TV show.
I don't sit down too much. Although I just heard Slow Horses is back out again. So I'm going to have to binge that. On a flight to Vegas maybe tomorrow. But I stay moving. I stay pretty active.
Definitely.
I like it.
I have pulled a couple questions that I've had in the vault of like things I've always wanted to ask Dirks, but maybe haven't gotten to.
Okay.
So Dirks is your middle name.
Yes.
Have you always gone by that? Or was there a story by that?
No, my mom my mom always gave us, we always went by our middle name. So my name's Frederick Dirks Bentley. My brother got the worst of it. His name's Newell Fife Bentley. So he goes by Fife. Yeah.
Okay.
My sister's Catherine Vanessa Bentley. She's always going by Vanessa. So, yeah, it's all family names. Unfortunately, we didn't have any cool family names like Buck, you know, or
Buck Bentley is
Buck
good.
Buck Bentley would have been good. Buck Bentley would have been so good. I played hockey yesterday with a guy, this big guy on our team, and I'd met him before. I forgot his name. And he's like a CrossFit coach. And I go, what's his name again? My friend goes, Gunner. I go, God, of course it's Gunner. He looks like a Gunner. I want to. Gunner Bentley, that would have been sick. Unfortunately,
right?
I got stuck with Dirks, and the record label never Never even talked about changing it, but that's what we got.
That's awesome. And then pre-pandemic, you had been talking about a couple of TV shows that you were working on, both of which I was really excited about.
Yeah.
Are those like still up in the air?
One's Fire Country, and the lead, Max, who's the lead actor in that Fire Country, the blonde-haired guy that has hair like mine, a lot younger and stronger, but he's a great guy. Miranda and I were working on songs together with him, and we had a couple songs in that show, which is awesome. And then this other show I was working on, the pandemic, the writer's strike kind of shut it down, and then I don't know where it is, but it was an amazing concept. And
was this the Hot Country Nights concept or the?
Well, that was a different thing.
Okay.
The Hot Country Nights.
I still have high hopes that those guys will get a TV show.
I was in LA pitching. I was trying to write songs for these other shows. That was us acting in it. And the Nights thing got picked up by Quibi, which of course shut down. And then the album's getting ready to come out. And then the pandemic came out. But the Nights, they're still out there riding. They're still on the road. They're waiting for the next shot. You know, they're going to wait. It took 30 years to get here. They're going to wait 30 more before they actually get something to come back out again. But still a lot of fun on the road. I mean, it's so fun. And, they did cut a song with Lainey Wilson this year.
Yes, that's great. Darla
McFarlane came in and sang one with them. So she's great. So, they're still kicking around.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Well, Dirk Spelling, it was really good
Thanks,
to see
Katie.
You.
Appreciate
Congratulations.
It.
This song, so much fun. I'm really excited to hear American
It really
Girl.
Is fun. I mean, I'm working with Big Machine on this, and if it starts getting played on the radio, I'm going to freak out. I just can't imagine a bluegrassy, country rock song. It's getting a great response, and I'm super excited. There's country radio's really, opened up, and they're playing different stuff. I think they kind of have to just because there's streaming stuff. The Zach Bryans and there's just so much Dylan Gossett and stuff that's coming out that's a little different than mainstream country. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been good for the whole genre. And a little bluegrassy petty tune, could be a nice addition to the overall format. So we'll see.
Yes, we can't wait. Dirk Spelling,
thank you so much. Thanks, Katie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.